Okay, Raboisa, Perek Dalet, Filus Haboteach. So we asked the big kasha in our two shittas of Betochen. We're working with the second one, so we'll focus on that. If you're accepting everything that happened, because it comes from Hashem, and it's all good. Morning. And it's all good, and it's all coming from Hashem, no matter how bad it might look, but I'm a kabbal zeh b'tzmim, as pa'ava, as the Rashi there says. Oh, Reb David. There's Reb David Chesna. Not even listening to me. I look at that. Okay. All right. Morning. Just ignore me. It's fine. I won't be insulted. Okay. So if that's what Hashem wants, so then I'm going to cover the
too loud.
Why am I davening to change it? Let's just mute everybody. That was the question we asked. Where is there room for tefillah of somebody who is holding or working on betochen, the second level of betochen? The first level we're not even going to discuss because they're lo kashu aleinu. Okay, so let's try and see if we can get an answer here. Again, this is just one facet in a big diamond of answers. We're going to focus on one mahalach. There's many others. I'm sure you've heard others. Add, build, develop. I'm on Reish Gimel. Hatshuva l'sha'eila zu. He. The divine wisdom decreed that nothing comes into this world, no benefit comes into this world. Even something that Hashem was going that you're going to get. It's not going to come down without tefillah. Gzeira, divine chokhmah, determined that if you want anything, even things that Hashem's been geyser, you're going to get, but without tefillah, you won't get it.
Seems like a little bit of the first.
Huh?
Seems like a little bit of the first way of the betochen.
Look at your betochen. If you don't ask for it, you're not getting it. Look at your betochen.
The first level.
You know, it doesn't mean you will get it. It doesn't mean you will get it, but what you're going to get, you're only going to get tefillah. You may dump something and not get it. In the first level, you're always going to get what you want. So, look, we should be talking.
Sorry, Rabbi, did we just say that in the second level?
We're only dealing with that. Forget about the first level of the talk. We're talking about. No, nothing to do with the first or the second level. Okay, if you don't ask for something, you're not going to get it. Before we get to betochen. No, it's not a contradiction. Who?
I'm gonna get it.
You're not gonna get it if you don't ask for it. Where's the contradiction?
Okay, sorry, I'm still thinking
about it. No, even in Betochen. The first thing Betochen says, if you ask for it, you'll get it. Then say you won't get it if you don't ask for it. You have to ask for it or you don't get it. The first thing Betochen says, whatever you ask for, you'll get it. Well, that's not a steer to this. This just says this is waiting there, guys, that you're going to get it, but you don't get it if you don't have it.
So the panos is coming to you irrelevant to the shtadlis. We've already discussed that.
Nothing to the shtadlis.
There's a prerequisite to that panos, and that might be, or that is, asking.
You have to ask for it. If you don't ask for it, you don't get it. Yeah. That's the gzeir of a kodesh bochur. That's how you set up the world. Why did that? We don't know. That's the chachmosei yizborach. Let's see. You won't get it if you don't ask for it.
Won't get it.
No, and the world will come to a grinding halt. I'll prove it to you.
Someone don't.
We'll see it now. It's a pasuk in Chumash.
We did nothing if someone makes no tefillah or someone.
Good question. Okay. We see though what's bothering you is this: is we see in the world that people that have never davened in their lives and they have children and panos. We'll see. They're the parasites. We'll see. We'll see. We'll zen. Okay. First, let's understand this nakuda. Okay. Yeah, we see contradictions. You got things sometimes you didn't ask for. Sometimes you get something, I didn't daven for this. How did I get this? Thank you, Hashem. Well, I never daven for this. Okay, let's see. We'll get to, we'll deal with. That's going to be a major theme of what we're going to deal with here, slowly. V'chein metzina b'rashi, nifle dikarashi in breishis, right at the beginning of breishis. V'maisa breishis al aposuk v'kol siach hasodei terim yeh ba'aretz. All the grasses of the field had yet to come to the land. V'kol esav hasodei terim yitzmach. And all the esav, other types of growing things, had not come to the field, had not sprouted. Because Hashem hadn't made it rain. It was all waiting under the ground, ready to sprout, but there was no rain. So just make it rain. What's the problem? Says Rashi, V'adam ein la'avad et ha'adama. Sorry, the pasuk says, V'adam ein la'avad et ha'adama. There was no one to work the land. Finish Rashi. Rashi says, what do you mean there was no one to work the land? The weeds that grow in the field don't need somebody to work the land to make it grow and rain and it grows. It's already been planted. Upirish Rashi Sham, Umatam Lohim Tir. So why didn't it rain? What's the problem? Lefishe Adam and Labodesa Adama and Maki Betoivosen Shel Geshomim. There was no man in the world to work the field and didn't recognize the goodness of rain. Adam came into the world. He had a look around. He said, hey, we need rain. And he davened for rain. He recognized the need of rain. And he davened for it and then it rained. But and then everything started growing. That means everything's ready to go. Maisa Breishis. And by the way, if Adam hadn't davened for rain, what would have happened? It would never have rained and we wouldn't be here now. That would have been a story. I don't know what Hashem's plan B was. But it wouldn't have been plan A.
What's going on? The only way reason he had it down for rain is because Hashem put a junior and said, oh,
it would be
rain.
Okay, so you won't get. What game? Okay, once again, we haven't answered the question. We're trying to. One second. Let's just make say it again. We don't understand why we doubled. But there's a gzeira from Shemaim that you don't get if you don't double. That's all we've set up to now. And we've proved that from Adam Arishon. Yeah, that's all we've set up to now. Claimer, what's going on in this Rashi? It's a very enlightening Rashi. The Marocha Geshomim ain't Tzorech Ha'olam. Even though rain is it's an essential need. Vadai Tzrichim L'redet, and for sure it has to rain. Otherwise, that's game over before you start. Because Mokom Koloich Loya Mishit Palelelem, and Lo Yordu. As long as there was no one to daven for it, it doesn't rain. He knew to daven for the rain because Hashem put a chicken call because he worked it out for himself. I don't care, but he davened and then it rained, and if he wouldn't talk, it wouldn't have rained. Zuhu mareches akesha hakayemes bein shamayim va'aretz. And that's how the relationship between shamayim va'aretz is set up via this thing called tefillah. Hashamayim mashpim shefel aretz. The heavens bestows goodness and brocha and whatever onto the land. Ulam rak b'tznai she'adam ha'nimtze ba'aretz, on condition that me, that's sitting down here, mechabrem b'bekashosei v'tilosa, I join the two through my davening and requests. I push the buttons down here, and then it comes down from there. There's a kesher between Shemaim and Aretz. And you create that kesher via tefillah. I don't know, I don't want to get into it.
No.
I want to know the planning first. Davening, tefillah and bakasha. You want to storm it or walk slowly? Or I don't know. That's a nice English phrase. I don't know. It means you have to daven. You have to daven. You have to daven. Daven. Storming the heavens is a bit of a problem because you know how far the heavens are. Anyway, let's not go into that now. 500 years to year, and 500 years, the ankle, the five, millions of years to get to the air, whatever. Okay. What do whatever you mean by storm level, you have to daven tefillah over bekoshos. Moshe lemad of a doime, the zerem chashmal amagiel lekol bayit. There's electricity that comes into every house. Yeah. Kedai la'anot mioro chayvim lelachotz al hametak lo'ir esachida. There can be chashmal plugged into your house and all wired up and everything's great, but the lights don't go on because you didn't push the button. Same. All the goodness that Hashem is going to bestow on you is all waiting, ready. You push the button and it comes down. That's rule number one. You don't ask, you don't get it. Why? I don't know. We'll see. What are a few answers to that question. If you learn nothing else from the safe and you understand this, you well worthwhile. You'll have another question. Say, how come I don't get answered? We're not asked for it. Why don't I always get it? And we know that there's no such thing as a tefillah that comes back empty. We don't feel that so much. We don't really get that. We daven for a lot of things, and I'm still daving for it. And I'm still davening for it, and it hasn't happened yet. And you tell me, ain't tefillah choyze reiko? That's a big question, huh? You daven for somebody to get well, that's just off the obvious, hard one. Rachman Hassan, someone's ill, and the whole world's davening and saying to heal him, and 40 days, and go to the kaisel, and guns, and blah, 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 storming the heavens. And the person was nifta, 13-year-old child, Rachman Hassan, yeah? And you tell me the tefillah ain't a shoes reikom. Oh, I'm sorry. What's going on here? Mikol makom ein ze muchrach she tefillah tane ba'is oifen she b'kisham itfalo. It doesn't mean that the tefillah is going to be answered in the way you wanted it to be answered. The yosem mikach mimush hashefa elokai hamagir al yedei tefillah einu chayv legir la'adam ha'mavakish. What you're davening for yourself may not come to you. It may go to your next door neighbor. It could go to somebody else. And it could come in a different time, could come in a different generation. You know the famous the Chazanish. He asked, how come so many people are chayzer with children today, or whatever? He said, because before the scholar, there were grandmothers crying that the children wouldn't go off the derech, and the tefillahs weren't answered then, and they're being answered now. Because we don't know Cheshboinus Shamayim. The mikra zeh mitpalel yakabel ischaroi, al kach she toydos tefiloso neisha chayim. You daven for something, you never got it. Somebody else got it because of the complex cheshbonos in shemayim like that, and you have schar for all of that that came from your tefillos. You'll see some of the applications that are quite unbelievable. So again. You have to ask for it. You're not going to get it for you. Don't ask for it. But even if you ask for it, you may not get it. Someone else may get it. One piece of the puzzle, another piece of the puzzle. Hopefully we'll tie them all together. Right now we're just putting the pieces out on the table. What? It could have been someone else done it for you, yes. 100%. I don't know. One second. We're just at the very early stage of putting a few pieces of the puzzle on the table. I don't know how to apply this and compare it. And I'm not ready for that yet. I don't know. Could very well be. But the brocha that just happened to you now, that you never asked for, could be because your neighbor was davening for it and he never got it, you got it. Could be. That's what he's saying. What do you want from me? Why? How? I have no idea. Cheshbonos Shamayim. You understand the Cheshbonos Shamayim a little bit bigger than our ability to understand. Because having a God you can understand is pretty pointless. Huh?
It means if you don't daven something, you still get something that
you didn't daven something, but you get it.
Yeah, that means that you see people outside that they get things.
No, chinami, the people that have never davened for children, they don't have to shoot davening, they're about davening, they have children, they have panosa.
Right? Most.
And we're the parasites, yeah.
That's the answer.
Ata noven is divrei chazal. It's a prerequisite that there has to be davening. Somebody has to ask for it. Doesn't have to be you, no? The only thing is, if he davens for it, he gets the schar. You were davening for children, yeah? And everybody else had children except this person. This person was davening for children. He never had children. We're going to it more, but just for now. And the whole world had children. When it gets to Shemayim, all those children are his, because he brought them into the world. Those are his children. All the schus and the schar and the mitzvahs they all do, all comes to him. Because he was responsible for bringing them into the world. You'll see how that works. No, no, he couldn't manage all the water that came down and all the grass. Right, correct. We'll see. We'll see the Gemaras. We'll see Chazalia. You'll understand Gemaras that you know well that you never understood before. I told you, if you get this clear, you have a major, major advantage over people who haven't understood this before. And I'm telling you, this is one more small facet of the whole world of Tfilah. Tfilah is a massive sugya. Okay. Let's try and understand this midrash that Tanchumin told us. Famous Chazal. Yeah. Why did our mothers, Rochel Rivka, son of Rochel Rivka Valaya, why were they barren? The fi she saiva korishbochun et filosof. Hashem yearned for their tfilas. Hashem's got some kind of a weird chuk. Yearnings to your people begging and davening to him. It makes him feel good. What's going on? Hashem's mistaiva, philosophy shall tzaddikim. He yearns for the tears of the tzaddikim. So you torture them so they'll daven to you because you like hearing their tears. That's how I understood this midrash up to now. Stay in my eyes. No, how do you understand this chazal? Why were the mothers barren? You know what it means to be barren? You can never have children. You don't have a womb. Why? Because Hashem likes their tefillin. So, do me a favor. How do you understand that? Shtei imoiz, bonu es beis Yisrael. Rochel imeinu v'leia imeinu. You have to understand this. There were two mothers that built Klal Yisrael. Rochel and Leia. Keshiniz boinan b'tzukim b'divrei chazal nimtze sheleia niten lakol ma shebitsho. If you look at Leia, whatever she davened for, she got. She was supposed to be married to Esav. She davened not to be married to Esav, and she ended up getting married to Yaakov. Rachel never davened to be married to Yaakov because she knew she was going to be married to Yaakov, so she didn't daven to be married to Yaakov. So she was well on her way to marrying Yaakov. It was very straightforward for her. She didn't have to burn her eyes out davening to be married to Yaakov. She davened she should have children. She had children. While Rachel couldn't have children, Leah's churning out Klal Yisrael. She davened that Yosef, she was carrying Yosef. She davened that should be Dina so that Rachel should have Yosef. And she was answered. Kishoma Hashem Kisnua Anoichi. Nosen Elokim Schori. He mevakeshet v'nenes. She asks, she gets answered. She was a bigger tzadikus than Rochel. She was a bigger bale betochen than Rochel. What's going on here? He mevakeshes v'nenes. Ulemoisa Rochel imenu. Mevakal v'nea ad hayom hazeh v'adayin lo nentov. Rochel is still crying today and she hasn't been answered. What's going on here? Two sisters, same home, both tzedakuses, both the mothers of Klal Yisrael, and yet we see completely different hanhogas in the response to their tefillas. L'namdecha kishnei sigui tefillas haim. There's two types of tefillas. Tefillah po'eles ala mitpalel bo'eifin yoshe. There's a tefillah that acts on you directly. Then there's a tefillah that affects the entire world. Kol ha'olam, yeah, watch this one. How did you understand this Gemara until now? Kol ha'olam nizon bishvil chanina bni. Chanina ben Doisa. Chanina ben Doisa, heard of him? We all know that the whole world was fed in his merit. The chanina bni, so he must have a lot of food, right? The whole world's being fed in his merit, so he must have had a very full pantry. The chanina bni dailo bekav charuvim be'erev Shabbos le'erev Shabbos. The first Gemara in Masechtas Brachos, most people get to Daf Yud Zayin in Daf Yomi before they bail out. Most of you have learned this Gemara, seen this Gemara, heard this Gemara, yeah? They tell it to the kids in the Gani. Reb Chanina ben Doisa was a big tzaddik, lived in abject poverty, he's a symbol of poverty, and yet the whole world was fed in his merit, but he never had anything to eat. Wow, how do you understand that Gemara? Give him something to eat. The whole world's being fed in his merit. He ain't no malochel. Kav kruvim. You survive on a kav kruvim from Shabbos to Shabbos. V'kiklum chosu v'beis ha-melech? Hashem is lacking? To give him what? Madu shetzani ko godol k'ribi chanina shekol ha'ilam nizan bishvile madu shelo yekabol gam es panosa b'reba. The whole world's... He's a big tzaddi. Give him something to eat. What can he also have a nice panosa? Atiru tzu... How do you get Shefa Panosa into the world? Someone needs to daven for it. You need Rabbi Chanina's tefillah. The same as you needed Adam Arishan's tefillah, that the rain should come into the world. Who benefited from the rain? Everybody. Who benefited from Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa's tefillah for Panosa? Everybody. How did Rabbi Chanina know that davening for tefillah was his unique mission in this world? It's very simple. HaKadosh Baruch Hu not in his panosa, but symptom, because Hashem didn't give him panosa. And by not having panosa, he knew that his job was to feed the world through his tefillah. So you have to learn the pshat in the Gemara. A lot of people don't daven for panosa. They think they make panosa. You heard of koicha v'aitzim yodi? Yeah, most of the world, 99% of the world up there, believes in koicha v'aitzim yodi oisil yasachayla zeh. Why daven? So how are they getting fed? Because there's some yid sitting somewhere who doesn't have panosa, and he's davening every day for panosa, and he's bringing down all the panosa to the world. That's this Gemara. The Goyim used to ask the Chofetz Chaim to walk through that part of the sin. Because it was obvious that the ones he walked through produced better food than the ones that he didn't walk through. The Goyim knew that. It was possible, you saw it. I don't know how they still had Bechira after that.
Goyim?
No, the Yidden I'm talking about. Beautiful. Have you noticed that the Shmona Esrei is in the plural? Excellent. Nachon. There's a time to daven in the singular, but most of our tefillahs are in the plural. Because you're davening for your kid, you're including everybody else. Yes, 100%. That's how the system was wired.
Koichim b'yotzim yari thing actually very much exists in our place.
In
our world.
Who said it doesn't? I'm talking about the whole world. I said 99% of the world. That even, includes us from world.
That we think that it's, even when we do mitzvahs, that's kilo koichim b'yotzim yari.
Could be. And that's not our subject now. Could be. That we can go into. That's a whole, yeah. We actually dealt with that a bit earlier. No, we're dealing with tefillah here. Your tefillah might also be a manifestation of your koich v'etzinyodi. It's a satwa. I don't want to go there. I just want to put the basic principles down on the table.
Yeah, I think Rav Sheth talks about it with the full...
Maybe this is not a general knowledge
thing.
No, I'm just trying to understand what he's saying. Yeah, that's all. I don't want to go too far off the page. It's hard enough to grasp the principles you have to start with, slowly. So that's the next piece in the puzzle. You're not going to get it if you don't daven. Why? Because that's the way Hashem set it up. All tefillahs are answered, but not necessarily when and how and to whom you might have thought. Because there's another cheshbon shemaim, how all these things function. Two very clear examples. Rochel Valeya's tefillahs, the two types of tefillahs. Rabbi Chanina looks to be like a Rochel tefillah. No? He's davening and davening and davening. He doesn't get it. Rochel's davening and davening and davening. She doesn't get kids. Who's having all the kids? Leah. It doesn't mean that Leah's kids were coming in the schus of Rochel's tefillahs. We don't know their kids. Leah had plenty of schus. In fact, Rochel was jealous of Leah. Not of Leah that she was having children, but of the schiyot she had that enabled her to have children. It's very interesting. It's very interesting. Just because we're talking about Rochel and Leah, it's one of my pet subjects. They're very, very interesting. Leah, Rochel is jealous. Rashi tells us, not because she was jealous. Rochel jealous out of the backup. She wasn't jealous that she had children and I didn't have children. She was jealous of the schiyot that she had, that in the merit of that schiyot, she had children. So let me ask you, why don't you just do more schiyot and get children? If you're jealous of someone's merits, then just do what she was doing. She couldn't. You know why? Because Leah was destined to marry Esau. Rochel was marrying Yaakov. She was all set. You know, she was going to marry this Avraham, and everything was going to be fine. Leah is destined to marry Esau. She transformed herself into something that couldn't marry Esav anymore, and she had to marry Yaakov. Rochel could never do that. She could never do that. And that's what she was jealous of. Yeah? Now watch.
Wait, why do you say that?
Because that's how I heard it from my Rof.
But why didn't you say it the other way, that Esav could have been something more?
Because I'm not focused on Esav now. Why don't I say that?
Because she was holding him.
Because I can't say Shomo v'zochob v'diburech. I'm saying what I'm saying.
It doesn't make sense.
So they don't have it. It doesn't make sense.
But it doesn't make sense.
I'm telling what Chazal say. I don't know what that. Leah transformed herself into something who ain't rakos. She burnt her eyes out from tefillah and tshuva, and she became somebody that was a different person. Rochel's jealous of that. She can't do that. And it's in that merit that she's having children. Why does the children? For that's also another interesting discussion. Watch what happens. Look how you have to understand Torah that you've misunderstood completely. What does Rachel do? She comes to Yaakov and she kind of complains that she doesn't have children. And what does Yaakov Avinu do? Mamash gives it to her. Boom. That's empathy. That's caring. Your wife can't have children. It's very painful. She comes to tell you and complain, and you tell her, what do you want from me? I produce children? Get out of here. What was Yaakov doing? What was Yaakov doing? Leah was destined to marry Esav, but she didn't. So who's going to marry Esav now? Rochel got a message from Yaakov, I don't need you. I can build Klal Yisrael with Leah, Lord Tzarichotah. You know what's going to happen? You're going to land up marrying Esav. Before Matan Torah, and she'll get divorced. He'll divorce her, and she'll go marry Esav.
Why so weird?
I'm telling you what Chazal said. I'm not making this up. That's what Yaakov did. What did she do? She went off and started davening not to land up by Esav. And the source of that, she had children. That's Yaakov Avinu. What did she want? Children. How am I going to give you children? I can't give you children. You need what Leah had. I'll set up a situation for you that you'll do what Leah did. You left children. Now you know how to understand.
And she transformed herself.
Nifla. She became a new person.
Nulea, in a way.
She became a new Rochel.
In a way, yeah.
Yeah, very.
That's the foot in the breeze now.